Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. If the ish gets real.
You can get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
What is up, my X-Bone pizzas? Welcome to Video Game Bang, presented by NerdReactor.com. I am Corey Vincent, and by my heavenly side, as always, is the Jules Winfield to my Vincent Vega, Aaron Carter.
What's up, people?
And also joining us in the studio, we have some special panelists. If this were Pulp Fiction, I guess he'd be the Gimp. Steven Gutierrez.
Oh, wow.
First of all, I'd be Bruce Willis.
No. Terrible.
Bruce Willis wasn't in the movie. It was Butch.
It's Bruce Willis.
And you have heard him on the show once before, way back in episode 12. He is, I guess he'd be Marcellus Wallace?
Really? You're going to give me the Gimp?
He was our boss.
And him, that's true. Marcellus
that
Wallace.
True. He was our boss.
Marcellus Wallace got raped in the movie.
Yeah. By?
Did we not?
Who?
By the Gimp, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Terrible.
So, I demand a recount.
Wow. Now you're not so proud of that role.
Yeah, I kind of forgot about that little detail.
Exactly.
His name is Marky Taru Griffin.
What's up, people?
And let's see. We are on the eve of the release of the... No, well, not really on the eve. We're on the eve of the Xbox One release.
We are right on there.
We are on the cusp.
That's... Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, the cusp.
Yeah, that's right.
We're on the edge of glory.
You know what? I wrote an article a while back, and I used that word cusp, and I saw that you edited it out.
Oh, it's a dirty word.
Wow. Terrible.
For type.
Type?
Yeah. You typed it out.
What does that have to do with anything?
I'm not going to.
Oh, well, whatever.
All right. let's see. Who in here has played a next-gen console? Raise your hand.
Well, I guess that'd be me.
All right. So the room recognized me and Mark are the only ones who have touched next-gen.
So 50% of the room?
50% of the room.
Okay. Which
did you play both?
Yeah, I play both.
Yeah, I've held the controller.
Hold on.
You did hold the controller?
I held the controller.
Where at?
GameStop.
Oh, they have them there?
Yeah, they have a display controller to hold.
I'm gonna go ahead and raise my hand because I played the Wii U. And
I'll tip the hat to that.
That is a next gen. Too. So
does that count?
Wow. Apparently, Shao Kahn doesn't think that counts.
Shao Kahn does not think that counts.
Terrible.
Let's see. I got to finally play it at a Microsoft kiosk, of all places, in the rich neighborhood.
Oh, because they wouldn't bring it in the poor neighborhoods,
no,
of course.
Go to Arden Mall and try and find an Xbox One.
My controllers don't work at mine.
Yeah, see?
they disabled them or whatever? Oh, that's just jacked.
Yeah.
Flash drive playing videos.
Oh, that's horrible. Yeah,
they set up a kiosk. They had the controller, and the controller felt wonderful.
No, it didn't.
It did.
Uh-oh.
I agree.
You know what? Hold on, because, not Corey, Steven, now maybe this may be a little thing because of your hand size.
It's because I have man hands.
Maybe that is.
These little baby whiners
have feels that
his
finger wraps clear across the control.
Okay. All right. Now,
explain it.
We're going to do an experiment. Everybody, look at your index finger.
Okay, this goes for
which
you.
Which is your pointer.
If you're listening to the podcast, all right. Look at your
and
index
you know
finger.
How it's broken up into three sections.
Three sections,
the
okay.
The damn triggers are on my first section that's right closest to my hand.
So the very bottom.
Yeah.
There's probably a scientific name for that actual digit
is,
or whatever.
But I don't know.
Metacarpals.
It.
Wow. The metacarpal, that's this, I know somebody is like, no, it's not.
Yeah, there's a doctor in the room. Like,
well, actually, that is your...
Well, with my hands, feminine or not, the controller just fell right into those bad boys. And it was just like I was cupping a nice pair of...
Testicles? Because you sound like you're in love with...
How about that force feedback?
The haptic feedback.
Yeah, feedback.
I only got to experience it on Forza, so it was kind of. I was just running into cars, basically, and if I hit the front quarter panel, like that part of the controller rumbled.
Yeah.
The thing is, the controller was the best part because, like, I didn't realize when you hold the Xbox 360.
Uh oh. Well, I guess you.
What? This is, of course, the What You Playing theme song, brought to us by Kyle McGuire, Kyling the McGuire every day.
He should probably not Kyle any McGuire.
He's cut ties with us now.
Exactly. That was the last time.
That one was free.
For the song.
You don't have to pay for that, Kyle.
Wow.
Let's see. So I didn't realize when you're holding the Xbox 360 controller how much my fingers would rub against that hole on the back. The holes on the back sides.
It's called the anus.
There's two of them. You guys know what I'm talking about?
You know what?
So it's a woman. A woman.
You explained this. You're talking about this the other day when we were online, and I was trying to, I guess, imitate and fill the holes, but I was like, I don't know what you're talking about here.
Oh, and, okay, the holes on the bottom near the ends, and then the battery pack, the giant bulging battery pack in the back. Like they never occurred to me that I didn't like them until I grabbed the Xbox One controller, and the first thing I did was like rub my hands across the back. I was like, "How does this feel?" And it was so smooth.
You molested the Xbox One controller
in front of everybody,
and nobody else played
just
the system.
Let's remember to bring our own controllers. Exactly. Next time we're playing, bring your own controllers to Corey's house.
So is there no battery pack on the back?
No.
Oh,
it's
no,
like,
it's the same way as the 360. Way. It's still the double A's popping in.
Because I did not
super low profile.
It's basically like, if you had like a walkie-talkie, you know how you pop slide the thing off.
Okay.
It's like that on the controller.
I didn't like the controllers because they didn't have that battery on the back. Yeah, it didn't feel, it just like was like thin.
Yeah, that's how this one's going to feel.
Oh, wow. I like a little meat on my ladies.
Welcome to the PlayStation side, my friend.
Wow, PlayStation's thick?
Welcome to the PlayStation side, my friend. You can come play some FIFA with me.
Wow.
Wow, don't listen to his trickery.
That's a check mark.
It's a very good convincing argument.
I almost got bum-rushed by their new employee because they had the system running, and like, of course, like I like the games, but I want to see the interface. So I hit the Xbox home button, and it shoots up to the thing, and I was like, oh, is that a Dead Rising? So I'm scrolling through all the logos trying to get in there. The guy goes, sir, he comes running. Day one, rookie hit. He's like, oh, we're asking you only stick to the games, please.
Did he make you get on your knees and put your hands behind your back?
I did. I did it just out of habit.
He's like, what? Oh, I didn't know what I was doing here. Sorry, Dead Rising.
But so they were really trying to either hide something.
So through your whole week, that's what you were playing?
That was just like for actually, I was there because, all right, and we need to cover this too, because I'm a frugal gamer. Like, I'm a cheap ass. And so I want to find the best deal on the reserves.
Okay.
And it's at Microsoft kiosks. Unless GameStore employee can convince me otherwise.
For pre-ordering stuff? Is that what you're talking about?
Is there any discounts going on? Because I remember PlayStation 4 had buy two, get one at some location.
I saw they had that at Target and stuff like that, which they ran out midnight launch night. I had people actually trading in Assassin's Creed because they just bought three copies because they were like, I don't need three copies of this. So,
wow.
But I don't know. I haven't heard any buy two, get one on for the Xbox One stuff. I imagine Target will probably do it
somebody
again.
Somebody's
going to do it again.
Yeah.
They're not.
The best thing I could find was through Microsoft Online or their kiosk. If you pre-order a game through them, so it's probably only valid for tomorrow, you get $10 Xbox gift card for every reserve.
It's not bad. Better than nothing, I suppose.
Yeah, so I went ahead and got three.
Was it digital or physical copies?
Physical copies.
Okay.
They get you a $10 gift card, is that what you said?
$10 Xbox.
Oh,
yeah,
Xbox.
Since they don't do points anymore.
So it's their currency. So, you deposit
it's
into your currency.
Per game.
Really?
So it ended up being I bought three and I'm getting half off.
Of one of them.
I bought two, getting half off the third one.
You bought two games and you're going to spend $30 back in the store is what you're
doing. Well, essentially. Yeah.
So
it's money I would have spent on Xbox.
You basically got the characters for Killer Instinct for free.
Yeah, no way. You know, and that's the thing about playing the Xbox One. It didn't, as big of a Microsoft fan as I am, it didn't hit me in the nuts like, this is next gen. Oh, my gosh.
Because I don't think anything stands out so far.
No, it's launch. There's never anything right at launch that's going to be like, oh my God, amazing for either of the next-gen consoles. Really? I'm waiting on Destiny. That is the, oh shit, it's next-gen time, is when Destiny drops.
I hope so.
I'm looking forward to. Titanfall looks great and all, but I mean, let's be real. It's Call of Duty with mechs.
But yeah. Do you understand why, though? Do you guys? Because the next-gen between PS2 and PS3... Between Xbox and Xbox 360, you can see the next gen. Graphics made a major boost. the graphics are definitely boosted on these two systems, but not so much that it's like we're in a holodeck on the Star Trek.
How much? Yeah, how much better is it really going to get?
Exactly.
Really?
Well, I mean, you know, PS4 is going to be 4K ready soon, but there's no games that are going to be. It's 4K capable, but
both of them are.
Yeah. Well, okay. Yeah. So both of them are 4K capable, but I mean, let's be real. Who out there's got a 4K TV?
Fries.
Nobody.
Fries. Yeah.
Fries.
Yeah.
Fries.
Yeah. We're going to take our systems.
Exactly.
We're gonna,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, and who? Which developers have time to put in the resources to put into making a game 4K?
EA.
Yeah. PlayStation.
Call of Duty does a lot of copy and paste, so I mean.
Oh, is it
well, that's
seen?
Why Call of Duty.
That's why it
looks,
won't be in 4K.
Yeah, they don't need to.
PlayStation 4 developers have an advantage at this point. Because as far as technology goes, the PS4, all it is a PS3 on steroids. It's the same, like, the developers have to go through the same processes.
And honestly, I think that's a valid point, but I also think that's going to give Sony an advantage this console generation, just because we saw last generation how easy it was to develop for the Xbox 360 versus the PS3, and that's why a lot of developers went to the Xbox side, whereas now it's going to be people, I think developers, especially early on, are going to be going PlayStation side, and that's going to be crucial. The first 6 months to a year is so crucial for the fan base on those consoles. Really sets up who's going to be in the lead, which is what happened with Xbox last year.
Are we not saying that the Xbox One isn't about the same simple way to develop for, like, the 360?
Well, I think just with it's Blu-ray now, so they have to, you know, that's a different type of coding, whatever, for their what they're used to with their Xbox games, and then it's also a different, all the chipset and everything is inside is completely different.
Yeah,
from what the 360
and then
was.
With the cloud processing, it's a whole nother ball of wax that they've got to try and figure out. And so, like, nobody, especially in this first wave of games, and probably not even for a year or two, we're going to see the full power of the Xbox One.
Well, yeah. Major Nelson says all the time, we built this system for the future.
They said it's going to, they're estimating a decade.
Come on. Oh, you mean life cycle?
Life cycle.
I thought you were going to say we estimated a decade before we see this game of the
no,
future.
No.
I was like, well, then I'm not buying a 360 until a decade comes.
No. They say that the console will last a decade.
Didn't they say that for the last system?
For the 360?
And it's been nearly a decade.
It's been about, what,
we're going on
seven?
I don't know.
7, 8 years. Came out 2006.
I think it's about 8 years.
2006 was the launch. So
well,
it was holiday of 06. So.
The laws of reality dictate that a decade is 10 years. Everybody.
I don't think they made that claim at the beginning of the Xbox 360. Like, the Xbox 360 was like the Xbox 4 is to the Xbox. The PlayStation 4 is to the PlayStation 3. Like, the Xbox 360 was a jacked up Xbox. And then they look at that console, look at the interface. And
the blades, yeah.
Yeah, the blades.
That.
Remember we had blades?
I loved the blades.
I did.
Oh, my
God.
It was
quicker than what
it
we have now, definitely. Because
no.
You just swipe through. Oh, yeah, it was way quicker.
Yeah.
It was way quicker.
No ads.
That's no ads, and you swipe through everything real fast. There was a lot less to do, though.
Yeah,
that's probably why.
Didn't have half the things we had now.
The blades were whatever you just press the Xbox button now. That's what the blades were.
Oh, you're talking about the interface. Oh, you know, I was sitting here and I was like,
it's like skates?
What the hell are they talking about?
Yeah, rollerblades?
Blades of ice.
That's because I came into
the Xbox.
This
whole time. Yeah, you came
right
when it was update. Yeah.
That's why. Because I remember the update when I first got it. I remember the blades, seeing it like one time.
Yeah. That
was before we even had avatars.
Yep.
Yeah, they did away with all that stuff pretty fast when you got it.
So it lacked that next gen. I played Killer Instinct and Forza. Killer Instinct, it was a very, very beautiful fighter. That's what it was. It looked better than any fighter we've seen so far. I'll give it that. But it was just a fighter. And then...
did you get to play as a snowman?
No.
Glacier.
No. The only character is playable is Jago, right?
No, like, it had a full host of characters.
Oh, it did have the full roster on there?
Yeah.
Nice.
I played as the Indian.
Of course.
I mean Native American. And my wife played as the werewolf, Team Jacob.
Wow. That's terrible.
Serious, that's the reason she picked him.
I'm not surprised.
That's awesome.
So if there was a vampire, she wouldn't have picked him?
No. Oh, actually, maybe.
Wow.
I love you, wife.
I love you, too.
My wife.
Terrible. So are we going with everybody else, what they played? Do we even have time
now?
With their
this is my show.
Wow.
And it's a no-nonsense.
That's terrible.
No.
I play Batman.
Damn it!
Collected in.
Dang it!
Collected in.
Rogue Legacy.
You guys.
I played Iron Brigade.
No.
Yeah, we were all on new games. GTA has been...
I traded that in.
You no. traded it yeah. in?
Get out of here.
Dude, I lent it to my little brother for about 2 weeks, got it back, and I was like, I had no will to play it anymore. I was like, I don't even want to touch this anymore.
Terrible.
I mean, I'm not. Don't get me wrong. GTA is great. I love the time I put into it, but I don't see myself going back and playing through it anymore. I'm not a GTA fan, though, so that's probably why. Mm-hmm. I liked what I played, and it was a great game. They did a great job. Kudos
and that
to
was
Rockstar.
Mark Griffin.
Yeah, exactly.
No longer be on the show.
What do you think? Actually, it's good because it's all we've been playing.
Because it's a game of the year.
It is a fantastic game, and we just got the beach bum pack.
But, real
that's
quick.
Kind of the dry season.
Real quick, Iron Brigade is actually a very deep game for an arcade free game that they gave out. I would download it while you can because it's still free on Xbox Live. But it's a, you know, like a horde type of game.
Okay.
Where you just fight waves and waves of different enemies, but you can customize your little mech that you use. And like so many different ways, me and, you know, David Ng, the other guy that's been playing, we put a couple of hours, like, I don't know, seven maybe.
Awesome.
And it's actually very good.
And so, Steven, you finally got Batman? Is that what happened?
Yes.
The new one, right?
The yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
talk
yeah,
to me.
The Arkham
talk
Origins.
To me.
It's pretty Bazinga. Good. It's basically the classic, the same thing. Nothing really has changed.
But I've heard that's what the problem was.
How'd you feel about the combat?
The combat feels the same.
For me, it felt slower. Like
you know, okay, like, I can kind of see that, but I figured it's because I don't have all the
gadgets and stuff,
the moves yet.
Well, see, when I was playing it, I felt like I was trying to go back to my normal combos that I used to the last two Batmans, and you know, just wrecking house, building up.
It's Batman.
Batman. Okay, yeah, right. Going through the last Batman.
What
yeah, that's
say?
Not right. Batman. The last Batmans.
He said Batman.
He said
Batman's. Batman.
I was playing Batman.
You've just been grammar corrected.
But no,
that's terrible. It's like
I feel like whenever I went to the grounded pound combo, when you jump and knock somebody out while they're laying on the ground, it just you can't counter fast enough anymore like you used to. I used to be able to get up and counter instantly, and I feel like I was just getting my shit tossed
what
constantly
about,
because
okay.
of that.
All right.
Batman took a left.
Batman doesn't endorse getting his stuff tossed.
Yeah.
What about the story real fast? Is the story any decent?
Well, I haven't got too much into the main story so far. Like, it sounds pretty exciting. Like Batman goes in.
You played
like,
the first two, right?
Did you?
Yeah, I played okay. the first two.
Did
yeah.
you get to Deathstroke?
No. See, okay, I haven't got further. To any of the assassins, but like they build it up like right in the beginning where it's like Batman knows he has all these assassins after him, and he knows, but he's gonna go, of course, because he's Batman to take
of
down
course.
Black Mask. But like you get all the profiles of all the assassins coming after you. And it's like I'm kind of excited because there's like Copperhead. I remember from the TV show being like the snake looking weird person, but this time it's like a girl, and she's like, she just seems like she's badass. So I think that fight's gonna be interesting.
So are these people? They're hunting you. They're assassins hunting you.
There's eight assassins. Yeah.
Do you know when they're gonna come? And is everybody's game gonna be different?
No, it's all the same. Okay. From what I've seen so far, like I've taken down Electrocutioner and Deathstroke is the two I've fought.
Ah, oh, they should have made it random. Like, that's a missed opportunity.
Oh, by far, yes. Deathstroke fight.
Like Luke Skywalker in the ring.
The Deathstroke fight was amazing, though. That was a really fun fight.
I heard
fight.
That was the hardest fight.
You know, it wasn't really that bad for me. Maybe I was just adapted to the fight really well, but it's not, you know, you get the counter symbols for a little spidey sense above Batman's head to tell you to counter. The thing is with the Deathstroke fight is you can't just mash it. You have to time it to when the strike is actually going to hit. Hmm. So the blue is up there for a while, but you still have to time it. If you time it wrong, you still take damage and he knocks you away. But I mean, I was just kind of clotheslining him constantly with the bat claw. That was his weak point. So a little bit of spoiler. But
yeah, what's cool is like they added a fast travel. So, like, you can, I guess, get into the Batwing and, like, fast travel to different parts of the city so you don't have to glide everywhere.
They were like, that made it kind of a weaker game because it's just like you just added an easy button to everything now.
Yeah, but you don't have to use it. It's not something that
everybody's going to use that.
Yeah, I can see that to make things
faster. Like, I've played Fallout, and when the first time I played Fallout, I didn't use fast travel at all. I kind of just walked everywhere because stuff was randomly happening all the time. But once, you know, I got through the story and I played a couple of times, oh yeah, I was fast traveling everywhere.
I think that's what the idea behind putting that fast travel in it is for, is for that in-game collection, going back and getting all the Riddler trophies and all the Enigma things, all that other crap that, you know, that most people don't go for, but the collectionists.
Has anybody played the Black Flag yet? Assassin's Creed?
No. Heard really good things. I heard the ship battles are amazing.
No, I haven't played them.
It's coming next gen too, but like originally when I was thinking I might get one more 360 game, it was between those two, and they seem similar enough where you can't get both.
What? Batman Black Flag and Assassin's Creed?
Black Flag and Assassin's
Creed. Well, let's be real, Batman. You know, let's. It goes back.
You
to
You said
the...
Black Flag and Assassin's Creed.
No, I didn't. Yeah, did. No.
Well, let's be real. It goes back to, you know, Assassin's Creed 2. Batman, you know, Ezio was Renaissance Batman in Assassin's Creed 2.
Well, that's, no, I'm that's saying the... he said it between Black Flag and Assassin's Creed.
It's oh,
the exact same game.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Oh,
okay.
At first I thought
I knew what you meant, Corey. Yeah, I was right. I followed along. He knows. With you. I read between the lines.
Wow.
We're supposed to be co-hosts.
And people on
We're supposed to know each other.
People that listen is going to be like, why would he pick out of the same two games?
Every day after the podcast, me and you need to do trust exercises.
That's terrible. That's terrible.
On the stairs.
Trust fall.
On the stairs.
Wow.
Okay, let's get into
some
news.
He wants to fill the holes on your controller.
Yeah, like,
oh my gosh.
We've done... It's gross. And here he goes with the long
You need a new soundboard. Like, he's literally getting bored and just pressing buttons.
Wow. All right. It is time for us to talk about the news, where we discuss news stories.
Can we get a word in with the news?
Let's see. News stories. We're going to start with Xbox One. Twitch streaming delayed to 2014.
It is not a deal breaker, everybody.
No,
I'm
it's
sorry.
Not a deal breaker, but I'm kind of pissed.
Why?
I'm the same boat.
Because we are a podcast. We are a podcast for gaming. People look up to us, Aaron.
Okay.
Aaron, please.
Okay. I understand. I have to hold my mic. But this is where I see why it's not such a big deal. Because, first of all, it's coming out anyway. And then your day one Twitch people that want to stream, what game are you really going to be watching?
Dead Rising 3.
Oh yeah, for sure. I'm gonna be playing some crap.
So we're gonna have Microsoft.
I don't do Twitch.
Let's say okay.
I don't care.
But let's say we have a million people buy an Xbox because they already said PS4 sold a million day one.
Everybody's gonna stream.
Everybody's streaming Dead Rising 3. That's it, because there's nothing. Everybody else, all the other systems has the Call of Duties, the Black Flag. So you're gonna have 300,000 channels.
Just, well, you could do Forza. You'll see some. You'd see some pretty kick-ass Forza videos.
Yeah, I'll watch NASCAR. I mean, it's pretty photo realistic right now. Can we agree in this room that racing games graphically can get no better?
I'd say there's very little room to grow.
They're pretty
there's
darn
very
close
little room.
To
the
relax.
Only thing that
pretty
they can
good.
Get better and have photorealistic is the surroundings.
Adam
oh, yeah.
Sessler from Revision 3 gave, for the first time, even way back in the day, I don't remember him giving 5 out of 5s.
To a Forza?
When he'd do 5 out of 5.
Yeah, he gave a couple.
Did he really?
Yeah, there's a couple on it.
Forza is on the list.
You know what?
Adam Sassler.
Yes.
Aaron Carter of Video Game Bang is calling you out.
Oh, no, don't
That's
do that.
Right.
He already
I
avoids
care.
Us.
I don't care. I want to know...
Watch his review if you want to know.
No. I want to know where's the room to wiggle. 4 out of 5, okay. 5 out of 5 means this game is perfect.
That's what he said. And he said he's never reviewed a racing game before, that this was his
Oh, yeah. Let me throw the paper
you
in the
You want to know
air.
What the his standards are.
Oh, yeah, definitely now. I definitely want to know what his standards are. Well, we already.
It was fun.
Yeah. If that's it, you know, hey, I'll be like, okay.
I like cars.
All right, Sess. But then it's fun.
Going back to this Twitch topic, because we just veered.
We sure did veer.
Wow. You know, one of the big things for the Xbox One, I remember when they were announcing it, was, oh, we got Twitch. Twitch is coming. Twitch is here. Twitch is coming.
Yeah.
And now you're delaying one of your biggest things that you were proud to announce in the beginning.
Let's be honest, though. It's only going to be delayed a month.
Really? Yeah. A month?
It's supposed to become early 2014.
Early
I imagine
2014.
We'll see it February.
We'll see it quarter one.
I'm thinking February.
Can we talk about how it has achievements that are worth nothing?
What do you mean worth nothing? There were
zero points?
Yeah.
0 points each
well,
one.
Yeah,
then that's not an achievement.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's
then I don't
that's
care.
That's a pat on the back. Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know, maybe just because their achievements were 0 points doesn't mean they're not going to give anything else. You
but
know?
The there's a long list on the website that I saw this article on. of different things to do. Like, oh, you stream for 5 minutes, you get a little achievement worth nothing.
Well, you know, still, for people like us who want to not pay $300 to get a capture card, but have, you know, a following of people that would be vaguely interested in watching us play or playing with us.
Oh, I'm going to be recording.
I mean, you can still.
It kind of hurts us, the postponing.
Go to story number six.
Like, that's me. That's like, I wanted to get right on day one. I wanted to start just putting up videos day one. I want to get a big...
Skip ahead real quick.
You hear everybody shuffling through. They really were in a library.
We're story number six. We're story number six.
So Xbox One gameplay footage can be shared anywhere through SkyDrive storage.
So then there you go, people.
That's pretty awesome. And what it's going to happen, too, is like you're going to say, Xbox, record that. And it's going to give you your last 5 minutes of gameplay. And you can use their internal editor, or you could send that straight to your SkyDrive, and it goes as to an H.264 file, and you can just edit straight through your editor of choice, Final Cuts.
So if you want to put your stuff on the internet, you still have a way to do it.
With some pizzazz.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's nothing, because that's where the best videos to me are, the ones that are edited.
That's the thing, but I don't think you can, like, you know, say, oh, let's put up a Let's Play where we play Minecraft for an hour or something, because I think the Xbox limit statute of limitations, is that what they call it?
We'll go with it.
Yeah, we'll go with that. So with the statue of, I think
Statue
I heard
of Liberty, we have 5 minutes, 30 seconds to 5 minutes.
With the Statue of Liberty, yeah, I think you only get about 5 minutes at a time.
And 720p, ooh.
720. That's been a thing. The resolution is...
720, let's be real. 720 isn't terrible, though.
Yeah, like, but it's not...
But it's not the best.
It's not the best.
For a system that wants to be the best.
And it will be.
Yeah, I will.
You're going in second I'm place. Have
you know what? They'll give you 1080 in 10 years. That's what they'll do.
Wow. In the decade.
1080 in 10 years. Let's start that trending right now.
No, this is... you know, that's cool. The SkyDrive deal... it kind of forces people to get SkyDrive, which is good for them. If it's at 720p...
Wait. SkyDrive is a Microsoft thing?
Yeah.
I did not... We've talked about this. I know we have, right?
Yeah, Google has Google Drive. Apple has iCloud. And Microsoft has SkyDrive.
So they are choke-holding you into getting...
They are
getting
grabbing you around
their
the
stuff.
Neck.
Okay, I see what they're doing.
Grabbing you by the back of the head.
Smart.
Yeah.
Microsoft wants you to have
Microsoft
all their stuff.
Microsoft is filling on your controller holes.
Yeah. Get that trending right there.
Yeah, get you trending. What's your next story, Aaron?
Let's go with Elder Scrolls. It says more Elder Scrolls Online beta invites have been sent out, people. Anybody signed up in here?
Oh, I signed up.
I think I did.
Did you get one?
I think I did. Didn't we all like sign up for that?
I tried to sign up, but I can't remember, like the website crashed on me or something like that. I didn't get to actually fully sign up.
I can't remember. I think I signed up because I remember us talking about it, like, oh, there's a beta, we gotta hurry up and sign up and see if we can get in. And I remember like going to the website and filling some stuff out, and I'm pretty sure I submitted it. Most likely I did.
Well, the website that I read this article on, they said they were sending out like a mass amount. And
really?
If you didn't get one, they just gotta wait because they're gonna do more, but yeah, they sent out a lot of them.
You know, you were talking about Destiny being your next gen title. I want to really see how the Xbox One handles a full blown MMO.
It's gonna choke.
Well,
you think
No. I think it'll succeed with the servers stuff that they're talking about.
I think that with their dedicated servers, like I think that actually is gonna do well. I don't know. I'm a PlayStation guy at heart, so.
That one, like, even, we're all cheap asses around here. Like,
pretty
just,
much, yeah.
That's how we are.
Yeah,
besides
part.
Mark.
Yeah.
And,
I'm broke, though.
Yeah.
that's so he's a converted one?
Yes.
Converted?
I become cheap after I have everything.
So, to me, a game has to make breakfast in the morning and tuck me in at night before I'll pay a subscription fee. So, I was still tentative on this amazing game, but you, Aaron, we got Steven, even Laura, rest her soul.
Wow. You act like she's dead. She's with us. How dare you?
If you guys didn't hear... Laura is not on today's show.
I think they would have heard by now. Or actually, I don't know. Because
her alter ego's Mark.
There you go.
Fatality.
Wow.
I can pull off Laura.
Go ahead.
really, guys?
Oh, wow.
That's terrible.
Wow.
Kind of convincing.
Wow. She is fuming right now.
We love Laura.
Elder Scrolls, you're not. I don't understand what's holding you back. Just the money thing? The monthly subscription?
Money. Yeah, it's money.
Okay, I understand we're cheap. But for the longest, I've wanted multiplayer in an Elder Scroll game.
Yep.
That is the last thing that I needed in an Elder Scroll game.
Yep.
So now that they throw it in there and they're like, hey, we're going to charge you a little bit extra each month, then I'm like, all right, I'm paying a little extra each month.
Let's see, because no doubt they got to do like a trial, right? They do.
Well,
like,
you get first 30 days for
first
free.
First 30 days.
If you don't do it in an MMO, you're just, it's suicide. You're just asking.
Yeah.
That's a commitment, though, because you're going to spend $60 on a game for 30 days. You're pretty much decisions made.
Well, let's.
We spent some money on Final Fantasy.
Yeah, well, I mean, okay, you picked up GTA. How many days out of that first 30 days of GTA did you play? GTA.
Just about every one.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say 30
there
out of 30,
you go.
Yeah.
There you go. So, I mean, if you really have an interest in that style of game, that first 30 days should be enough to sell
right.
you on it.
I got one for you then, Mark. Aaron, you bought Final Fantasy 11.
I did.
All right. How many days was that trial?
That was... That was a month. That was 30 days.
How many of those days did you play that trial?
Less than a week.
And Janice Davis will be upset with you.
But that was the trial. I mean, it wasn't the trial. It was a full-blown game.
We bought the game.
Yeah, yeah, it was a full-blown game. But I'm saying that was my...
But you also bought in a low rate. You only paid, what, 20, 30 bucks, I think,
no,
for it at that
please,
time?
That's way too much money.
It was like...
You guys barely like, put anything into
yeah,
it.
And I like, regretted it every day
and see, it's,
since
it,
we bought it.
Final Fantasy XI, I'm the guy who got you guys into it.
I will admit that. Death Sound again. Yeah.
Oh, man, me and Steven are the only ones with lives.
I mean, personally...
Steven played it, too.
Yeah,
hold on. Yeah, I did play it. No. You should have played the Law & Order one, because Mark raped my wallet.
Wow. That's terrible.
And the only one in here who didn't play that crappy Final Fantasy game is me, so...
Yeah. Wow.
I would like a second of that one, because I enjoyed the game and played it for about 2 years.
You still get
the
murder.
This is what you get.
So. And see, the thing is with Final Fantasy XI, it's a great game at its core. The problem is it didn't have a very good learning curve.
So the core was surrounded by a very thick, bad game. that's what the problem was.
It's surrounded by a game that requires a lot of... It's honestly, I would say it was probably one of the most hardcore MMOs that they put out there. Just because
if
the difficulty
that's what hardcore
for it,
was.
The difficulty of it, I mean, that was going back to like
80%
EverQuest
of the game
and Neverwinter Nights. Like
gentlemen. Let's be civil. 20%. We are at minute 33. I stopped looking at the clock for 3 minutes, and now we're over, so we got to do some business. We're going to be back with more Mark Griffin, more Steven Gutierrez, more Aaron Carter. I'm Corey. I'm talking louder.
Wow.
And after the break, we're going to have a special, special guest. He took the world, the gaming world by storm when he was delivered his Xbox a full week early. He is known as Moonlight Swami, and he wants to keep it that way. So Moonlight Swami coming in via Skype after the break. Check it out.
Now we're at 36 minutes.
I know.
Let's wrap it up.
Yeah.
Wrap it up. Fallout 4, co-op, 2014.
I will fall on my sword. I'm going to have a talk with Steven during the break, and we'll be back.
Do you like social network? Because we do. We have a Twitter page now, everybody. Well, we've had one for quite some time. It's at Video Game Bang. So go ahead and head over there. Give us a follow. Shout us out. Let us know some comments, questions, concerns about the show. Tell us if you like it. Tell your friends about us. We're also on nerdreactor.com under the podcast tab. Also head over to Facebook and give us a like over there at Video Game Bang Bang. Now back to the show.
And we are back. Video Game Bang has a special guest. This guy has had a crazy week. He is probably the luckiest gamer of 2013. He is the Charlie Bucket. He got the golden ticket. His name is Moonlight Swami.
Hey, what's up?
And if for those of you who've been living under a rock or not following the console launch for the Xbox One. This young man was the guy who received his Xbox One, what was it, 1 week or 2 weeks early?
I got it November 8th.
November 8th, the day that changed his life.
Make it sound like it's 9/11, the day our country changed.
It was. The internet went nuts because everybody was jealous. I was so jealous. Tell us what happened. What happened that day? You come home, or the UPS guy knocks on the door. What happened?
Okay, so I was actually on my 3-year anniversary date.
Ooh!
Oh wow, a lady.
And I just had picked up my a MacBook Air for college.
Okay.
I still haven't opened it. It's sitting right there on my bed. I'm looking right at it right now. And I'm just like, I really should have opened this at some point, but there's just another box from a competing company that's just, it's taking my attention. So I get home, and I see a box in front of at the front door. I'm like, I wonder what this is from. I see it's from Target, and I'm just like, we don't order from Target. The only thing I've gotten from Target is my Xbox One. That's not supposed to be here for 2 weeks. And I said, there's no way. So I asked my mom. I bring it in, and I'm like, oh my God, this is really heavy. She said, I haven't ordered anything. I'm like, oh my God, could this really be it? I open it up and I just stand there staring at it. My jaw drops. I just open it. It just says Xbox One, just a brown box with a Target logo and then a green box inside. And I'm just like, oh my God, it's here.
So did you think at first that maybe this was on a broad scale, or did you know right away that this was a unique case?
I just knew it was not supposed to be there.
So,
I said, oh my God, so, I'm one of the only people to have this.
Yeah, so and then not only were you the first one to have it, like I think a couple other people might have had it too, right? Was there like 100 people?
Yeah, 100, 200. I heard a few more cases. I've talked to some people who have theirs who are in a similar situation, just not on YouTube, just normal people. So,
but yeah. You were not a normal person.
They're going to be an elite group now, then, aren't they?
Pretty much, but
the
not
first 100.
This guy not only
the real day one.
These are way before day ones. This is crazy. So then you get it, and you decide not to play it cool. But the first thing you do is just hit Twitter hard. What was the inspiration behind that? What you were the only one to do that.
Well, here's the thing about it. I get it, and I'm looking at it, and I'm saying, oh my God, I have this. And I tweet out the picture, and I say, look what I have. And people are like, I don't believe you. Put a picture. So I put my name on it and whatever. People start asking me questions. And I said, you know what? I'm getting so many questions. Why don't I just plug it in and just answer away? Why don't I just cure everybody's curiosity? Because I know that if I was in that situation, if I was someone who saw that somebody had it, I would want to know as much as I could, to be as excited as I could for the console.
But you didn't think about any repercussions? I mean,
well,
it's Microsoft. I don't know. They send assassins for people. I don't know.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I bought it from a primary retailer.
Uh-huh.
I got it early. That's not nothing on my end of it. It's kind of, okay, so I was just thinking, you know, what could really happen? I bought it from a primary retailer. I didn't pay any extra for it.
Yeah.
It's here. There's nothing that I did wrong in any way, shape, or form. I didn't sign anything. I just thought, okay, here it is. It's a risk, but there's nothing really that I did wrong. So I have an odd conscience. Every sense of my emotion is tied to my stomach. So if I have the impulse to do anything wrong, you'll never see me. I'll be in a bathroom or at a garbage pail or something. I'm done. Bad impulses just do not work with me. And I did not think a single thing through about this and say, could this be wrong? Because there really wasn't.
Well, from what we were able to tell from following it, like not only did you get it and just start answering questions, like you were very enthusiastic about the product. Does that still hold up? Like, what made you choose the Xbox One in the first place?
Well, as a YouTuber, I'm getting both.
Okay.
It's funny how I got the Xbox One. I pre-ordered it that Monday. It was the last place on God's green earth, aside from eBay. And I almost bought a 651, and I wanted to check one other place, and then when I came back, it was gone. And then I checked again on Target for whatever reason, and it was there.
So you ordered the Monday before you got it.
I got it. I ordered on the 3rd or the 4th or whatever that day was.
That's some express shipping.
Not only did they send that to you ground.
Express, but it was just like I went from not knowing I would get it before the year's end to getting it that Friday.
So it just... What are some of the things you didn't expect coming out of all this? So what were your Twitter followers at before this happened, and then what are they at now?
My Twitter followers before were at 1,280.
So you went up 6 times. You're like in the 6,000 somewhere.
I'm at 6,405. I got my peak was 6,800. In the week or so that I wasn't allowed to say anything, I dropped about 400. It's understandable. It's understandable. I talked politics. I talked sports. You know, I said everything that people wouldn't want to hear that they didn't come for. So, I mean, I completely understand it, and I have no problem with that. If people want to come back, they can, whatever. But so I gained about 5,000 followers through all of it. I gained about, I'd say, 3,000 subs. I was at about 1,250, and now I'm about 1,600 or so.
And there's a lot of idiots in the world. So what are some of the stupidest things that people said to you or sent messages about?
Oh, well, I just thought it was funny that people kept saying that I was a Microsoft employee. That just kind of – I can understand it, but I just kept laughing because I kept proving otherwise.
Yeah, we kept getting reports on that. Like, how do you deal with that? Yeah,
they're saying it's too good to be true.
Yeah,
and then you were so enthusiastic about the product. Like, I am a Microsoft fanboy. You probably haven't heard of our little show here, but I love Microsoft. I would have been doing the exact same thing as you, so I completely understand. But it was, I think people just didn't understand that, you know, this extraordinary circumstance happened. The most rare console just ends up on some guy's door, and then he's all so positive about it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if other people would be, but all I know is that I'm getting the PS4 in March for MLB 14, the show. Xbox is the console that I play everything on now because of the Party Chat system for Xbox 360. I got it before, well, actually right as Party Chat started. At least I started using Xbox Live around right when it started, around World at War Age 2008. But since then, I've loved the Xbox. I got a PS3 a year and a half ago for MLB 12, the show, and I hated 12, and I got it for 13. So I said I could wait till then. But the thing with Microsoft is, I don't love Microsoft. I love their products. The company as a whole, I'm impartial to because you know what? They're a giant company. They do what they do. That's what business is. Mm-hmm. I don't love PCs. I don't love that. I have a PC. It's a gaming PC. It's an Alienware. And I have an iMac. I'm a Mac guy. Just full Apple person. I have an iPhone. I have a Mac laptop. I have a MacBook Air that I just got to replace it. A giant iMac. So Microsoft isn't my favorite company. It's just seeing this Xbox One and seeing how cool it was in whenever they did the debut of it. I just said, this is the future. This is what I've been expecting. You know how everybody always says, what do you expect out of the future?
Yeah.
This is what I expected from what I expected the future to be from Back to the Future.
So what,
you know, they had scooters and all that stuff. I expected this.
What was it? What, because there one single thing that like stood out? Was it Kinect? Was it like the interface? What was it?
Well, the Kinect is awesome. It doesn't always work, and I can completely say that it does not always work. I tried ending my stream for 5 minutes trying to tell it to turn it off. it was an interesting story, but I think it's just the fact that it does everything. It's not just one individual thing. I just think the ability to do everything that I could possibly want with my time is on it. You know, they have football. They have ESPN. They have Twitch. They have YouTube all together. I mean,
we got a question here for you coming in from Twitter at Diegondo. He says he wanted to know what's the most anyone ever offered you for the Xbox when this was going on.
For this future product.
The most someone offered me was actually... I believe his YouTube name is Rated R.
Okay.
He does what similar to what FBS Russia does. You know, he blows up a bunch of stuff.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
500,000 subs, and he offered me either $1,000 or $450 and another Xbox One to be delivered on the 22nd for mine.
Wow.
So he could blow it up, and he offered me that on Tuesday.
Sold.
Yeah, gone. Turn a profit.
And in
a
seeing heartbeat. Okay, Microsoft kind of dropped the ban hammer on you. It looks like they did it gracefully under good terms and for understandable reasons. So that's not
at first, no. But yeah, once they kind of figured.
Oh, what happened? Actually, was it rough?
Yes, it was very rough at the start. Friday was it was just a shitstorm going on Friday, to be completely honest. I get it at like 8:30, 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
3 in the morning, I get banned. I was on it all that time, 6 hours, 7 hours, tweeting, doing all that stuff. My video got taken down at midnight.
Off of YouTube?
Yep, my video got taken off of YouTube of the unboxing, and I got a copyright strike. As you guys know, that is just, that's hell.
Three strikes, you're out.
I had to do the most annoying copyright course on here. It made me want to pull my hair out. And it's required if you get a strike.
And it was Microsoft brass that filed that against you.
It was a Microsoft email. It was, I don't remember what exactly it was. It was like an anti-piracy email.
Oh, wow.
And I was just sitting there like this, I was fuming, and I was just trying to keep my cool and answer as many questions. But that really pissed me off. And then when I got banned, I was just like, okay, now I expect that. After the video got taken down, I said, okay, I'm screwed either way on this console right now.
Was this banned system wide? So like Xbox 360 as well?
Nope, just the console.
Wow.
I could still use the gamer tag. I could still do all that.
So you just banned the IP address, basically, for it.
Or the serial number, whatever. Yeah, on the... They only did the Xbox One. It was... So I went and I played 360 for the next 2 weeks. Up until today, I've been playing 360. Uh-huh.
So when did Major Nelson jump into the picture? Did he talk to you personally, or was that all messages?
Well, he's talked to me personally. He called me, and I'll get into that in a second. If you saw my tweet when I got banned, I said something like, now I got banned, and then I did the old, Lucy, you got some splaining to do.
Yeah.
Wow. So I said, Microsoft, you got some splaining to do. And I try to keep it as cool as possible. And then at like 9 a.m., just as I had fallen asleep, he tweets me. And he says, I've been following your story a little bit. I'd love to hear what happened, blah, blah, blah. So, I wake up at about 4:30 in the afternoon because I went to sleep at 8:30 in the morning. I was up all night tweeting. I probably tweeted 5,000 times in those 2 days, Friday to Saturday night.
Hmm.
I couldn't even eat. I went to like a super fancy steakhouse for my grandpa's 80th birthday, and I could not eat. It was just too much. So he calls, and he's talking, and my mom talks to him a little bit because she is like the perennial businesswoman. She's been a businesswoman since she was 17. Okay. Her own business, all that stuff.
All right.
I'm a bit of a pushover when it comes to things like that. I kind of would have just kind of accepted things how they were and just gotten rid of the strike, you know, all that stuff. But she kind of made it into something that was real, not just like, okay, let's kind of put this aside. And then he offered, just without the blue, to invite me to the VIP event.
Ooh.
So that event is taking place where?
It is taking place tomorrow at the Best Buy Theater in New York City in Times Square.
Nice.
Wow, that's crazy. And yeah, where do you live?
I live on Long Island. I'm about 45 minutes away.
Oh, that works out.
Yeah, real easy.
I'm thinking he's like Californianism.
Yeah, and like I was telling people, we were just talking about the story, and like, because basically you kind of got the raw end of the deal. Like, it was their mistake. You got the console. You should have been able to use it at least, or, you know, they sent it to you.
Yeah. But
so we were thinking they had to have schmoozed him with something. Are you getting any games or anything out of it too?
I don't know. I have no idea, but I do know is that Macklemore will be performing live.
Nice.
The VIPs, it's a group of 1,000 people, and I will be one of them watching him perform live. The rest of the people will be able to see it on the big screen TVs. The sale goes up at around midnight, and they said that's when that's going to kind of, Macklemore's going to wrap up and people are going to funnel in and we can go. But it's going to be like a 4 or 5 hour thing. And I have no idea what to expect besides free food and some good music and a great time. But I could still play. I couldn't go online. I could play offline, but the only game available was Ghosts.
Oh, I'm sorry. Ouch.
So a game that is primarily multiplayer, which I love it. I love Call of Duty Ghosts. It reminds me a lot of Modern Warfare 2. I hated Black Ops. I hated Treyarch games through and through, except for World at War.
All right, everybody. That was Moonlight Swami on the podcast. All right. No. You continue.
But I just find they don't have playback value in comparison. This game, I enjoy it. But the campaign, I don't do the campaign unless I don't have internet. So it was kind of perfect, but I still had all my series to continue. So I did that instead, and I'm in college now, so it's a little harder. But so I kind of let it just sit here, and I just looked at it, and I said, soon enough, I'll be able to play you, and I'll enjoy it. And then I got NBA, and I got Madden. And I find out, he told me about 2 weeks before that they wanted to finish some things, fix them. They didn't have things that they announced yet that was on there, which is one of the reasons it wasn't a ban. It was a blockage of going online, but it said console ban.
Okay.
And it's a console ban for everybody, which, you know what, I can understand. If there are things on there that they hadn't announced to the public yet, okay. I have no problem with it because it's not like anybody was online anyway.
Yeah.
But it would have been cool to be able to see some of the other features earlier, but whatever.
So after all this is said and done, you got you're going on this amazing trip, it seems like, tomorrow evening. What's next for the Moonlight Swami?
Well, I've been doing a lot of editing today for my NBA My Player because I'm a big sports guy. After this event, I'm probably going to pick up FIFA. I don't know a single thing about soccer, but I played the demo because my subscribers and the viewers wanted me to, and I fell in love with the game, didn't know what the hell I was doing, made a complete fool of myself, but
good
it was
choice,
fun.
Good choice.
I have two friends who are diehard soccer fans, so they'll help me out on that. But I'm going to go back to posting. I have two term papers to finish by the beginning of mid-December. I'm going to post sports every day like I have been before. And after I finish my MBA at my college, at my five-year MBA, I'm going to try to go down to Alabama for a two-year sports management program and try to be a GM of a baseball team.
Wow. That's out of left field. I was thinking, right? You were going
to
go
from Xbox to GM. Yeah. Yeah, that's
well, sir, it was a pleasure having you on the show. Your story is so intriguing. It's just what you did was actually really cool for guys like us, because it set, like, seeing a real, you know, Major Nelson could tell me a billion things that the Xbox One can do, but when you actually have a real life customer or someone that has it in their hands, it has good reviews. You know, I think they should be giving you quite a bit more. If they can, because I think you made some sales.
At least the video went back up.
Yeah, your video's back up, so hopefully they take that strike down. Anybody else have any questions for the guy with the golden ticket?
The guy with the golden ticket, that's awesome. But no, I'm piped out.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. And you have an open invitation to our podcast. Just send us a message on Twitter. And in fact, why don't you tell everybody where they could find your Twitch streaming and your Twitter?
My Twitter is at Moonlight Swami, MoonlightSwami, and my Twitch is Moonlight_Swami. My YouTube is Moonlight Swami. So
fantastic,
all pretty easy.
All right, and we will definitely post that all over the podcast, wherever we post the podcast. And thank you so much for your time, sir.
Thanks for having me. Have a good one, guys.
All right. So that was one thing. Now we're moving on to the next. Let's see. We're going to go to the trivia game.
That was pretty smooth.
You like
that was one thing.
That's the most generic transition. So that was one thing. Here's the next thing.
So we just did something. Now we're going to do something else.
So basically, we're going to go back into trivia game round 4. Aaron is our undefeated champion. However, I went out and I recruited the best man. No.
How is he undefeated?
Because, well,
I need to go back and listen to
the undefeated goal.
Yeah, he's been undefeated.
Yeah, nobody's beaten me.
We've had challengers from all walks of life.
From all over the world, huh?
All over the world have come to battle Aaron. He's taken out two Nerd Reactor, like, columnists. He's defeated Ryan Shepherd from Under
Now, mind you, one
Games.
Of those was the Nerd Reactor Marvel guy.
Oh, yeah.
Guy. Specialist.
The specialist of Marvel. Specialist. Yeah.
Really?
But don't be intimidated,
right. Kudos.
Mark.
Kudos.
Yes. Don't be intimidated because you can take him out. So basically, the way the game works, I am going to start reading details. It could be plot, could be anything about a game.
Oh, we're going games again?
Yeah, games this week.
Steven, what is McMillan
the first one? Oh. First one, we went all around nerdy type of stuff.
And okay. we will return, but you know, this is a video
like
game
that.
Podcast.
I like those a lot, the all around nerdy
well,
stuff.
Well, this is a video game podcast.
That's fun.
Aaron, what did I talk to you about?
Wow, how dare you.
Trust. After the show, we are doing 3 trust falls.
Wow.
As well, penance.
You might want to get some pillows on the ground because you're going to be hitting hard.
You're going to fall down the stairs.
You're going to be hitting hard.
I don't care.
Walk the tile.
I will fall down as many times as it takes to turn your trust.
It's like brain damage.
Oh, okay.
Games. He's drooling on the mic, everybody.
So basically what happens, I'm going to start reading the description of a video game, and you buzz in by saying your name. So everybody, test your buzzers, Aaron.
Champion.
Mark.
Steven.
Captain Awesome.
There we go.
Captain Awesome has lost 3 times.
And then I will stop reading the description, give you a chance to guess. The point of the game is you want to be quick. You want to try and figure out where it's going. Buzz in as soon as possible. Take risks. Because that's the only way you're going to be.
Now, did you make this very difficult? Because Mark is very good at.
Well, no, that's the thing. You got to take these risks. I went kind of medium.
You got to go. Medium. You should have went into the.
You're scared.
No, never that. Please.
He's scared.
First of all, I'm already 3 up.
Shao Kahn. Is Aaron scared?
Yeah, it's laughable because he's not. Because he's not.
Did you get like the quantum
Aaron
physics?
Aaron just sees me as a formidable
questions?
Opponent.
Yes, exactly.
And as I see him.
Right. Exactly.
All right. So do you understand the game, Mark?
As good as I can.
Okay, here we go. Question number 1.
Captain Awesome. Answer.
Wow, what, I might
what
have to dock points.
What do we got?
Question number 1. You control the main character in this game. Guiding him through mazes, collecting pellets.
Aaron.
Aaron.
Is it Pac-Man? Come on now.
It is Pac-Man.
You got to go quick.
I thought I was going to mess you guys with pellets.
Really?
I was like, really? That's
yeah,
medium?
Like that's the start one? Like, you know what? I don't know why in my head I was thinking Pikmin. For some reason. Maybe just the name was
blanked
similar.
I'm going to be honest. I blanked on my name there.
Don't expect them all to be that easy.
Okay, please. Well, I hope that was just like a soft one to open up.
Well,
the,
you know, you
got
to do something to get the new
guy. The character's
guy.
Green.
Wow. This young guy was red.
Steven, Mario.
Oh.
Number 2. This action platformer game was published by Rare.
Mark, Banjo-Kazooie.
Incorrect. Now, ooh. You have to wait until everybody has a go before you get to go next.
Steven.
He tells him like a little kid. You have to wait until everybody goes go.
I'm just going
to
go sit in the corner, guys.
Steven, did you buzz in?
No, I just wanted to say my name.
Oh, okay.
You know why? I think he went quick because Rare has literally a rare amount of games that are. So.
See, that's
it's
balls.
One, it's
that's
one
what
of,
a game
it's,
takes to win.
It's one of like 5.
Yeah.
There's one of 5 action platformers.
That's what
that
it takes
do.
To win. Okay. The game centers around an alcoholic rodent attempting to.
Aaron. Aaron. Is it Conker's Bad Fur Day?
Aaron is correct.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
I knew it was one of the two. I was like, it was 50-50 on those two.
Tell you, Conker's Bad Fur Day, we had a lot of good times. Me and my boy Dominique in high school. Oh, yeah. That was a
King
good Poo. Game.
Every time I've seen that game, somebody play it, it was always the flower and the bee thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only time
Big
I've seen that
flower
game
and the,
played.
The bee pollinating it.
So Aaron is up 2-0 already. This is not looking good. Action role-playing game. This is number 3. Action role-playing game. It's a video game that's set in an open-world environment released in 2011. It was developed and published for the PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360 by Namco Bandai.
Steven.
Okay.
Damn it, no,
you
it's
got
wrong.
So much air
it's
here.
Wrong, but it's gonna. I'm going to say Dragon's Dogma. Yeah.
Okay.
Aaron. Dark Souls.
Wow.
Very nice.
Oh my gosh.
That's Aaron crazy. Is up 3. Zip.
I tell you what, I wasn't thinking Dark Souls. I was thinking what's the game that I hate? The
every game in the world.
No, the one that you guys like. It's like it's the mature Zelda. Darksiders. That's what I was thinking in my head, but Dark Souls came out. That's because the awesomeness just exudes from me. That's what that is.
All right, we need something here, guys. Number four, this game is the result of a collaboration between Square Enix and the Walt Disney Company.
Aaron.
Mark.
Damn it.
It's because his name is short.
He has Mark.
Aaron.
Is it Kingdom Hearts?
Yes.
I thought we were going difficult.
Thank you.
Hey, I thought we were going difficult. I'm racking my brain for harder
games.
You
got it. Next time or something, you got to go, like, I'm talking about deep, deep difficult. Games that nobody has ever heard of. I swear.
You want me to go that hard?
I swear to you. I would love it.
Because of the
game I would
type
love
play.
It. Okay. Continue, please, though.
Number five. After the main character wakes up from his after-lunch nap without having any dreams, he goes to the Fountain of Dreams to investigate. In doing so, he discovers that King Dedede...
Aaron.
Mark.
Kirby.
You know you gave it to him. You loser. Oh. Whatever.
So we have Mark 1, Aaron 4.
And Captain Awesome 0.
Doesn't matter, still awesome.
Captain Awesome at 0. Number 6. The player controls a ninja named Joe Musashi.
Mark. That is, oh my god, Shinobi.
Yeah.
That was the wrong sound effect.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's
Aaron is right. Or no.
I was about to say, Mark, that's the wrong, right. Yeah.
Mark is up 2, so he's got 2-4.
Uh-oh.
Captain Awesome still at 0.
I guess Captain Awesome shouldn't have wore a cape today, should he?
Okay, number 7, first game in a series that introduces players to the titular character, a wisecracking gecko.
Titular character.
Aaron, whatever, this game's
he
fixed.
He buzzed in.
Bullcrap.
I'm guessing actually now. Gex?
Yes.
Yeah.
Boom.
Gecko. There's no other game that starts with gecko. Come on. That was a better question.
That was a better one.
All right. I knew that.
I would have used the word amphibian.
But I was thrown off by his word.
Titular?
So I was like,
all the sequels had all the women.
Crap.
All right. Number 8. PlayStation 2 and Xbox consoles on 2005. Oh, okay, that was a weird sentence.
Really?
That's when the game came out. It came out on the PlayStation 2 and the Xbox on October 10th, 2005. You play as a well-known street racer in the L.A. underground scene. Your name was Trix. You have a mansion, a car collection, and a sizable reputation.
Aaron. Midnight Club, L.A.?
Wrong, sir.
I don't know.
It's 2005.
However, when a local race promoter named Liddell wants to put on a major series of races, Liddell is not particularly fond of Trix and tries to tip the scales against him by using his connections to rob him of his rides while he's on vacation. It was up to Trix to reacquire them through street racing.
Good Lord.
Racing games is like the one thing I don't play.
If they don't go, I'm going to try one more.
I'm going to give you Mark 5, 4.
Test Drive.
Three, wrong. Steven, 5, 4.
Go
three,
Stuntman.
2. Wrong. Aaron,
is it
5.
Need for Speed Underground?
Wrong.
Wow. I really don't know.
You guys are taking the goose egg on this one.
Yes, we are.
And you guys wanted them harder, and this is what it's going to be.
That's what we want.
We want to be stumped.
This is bad radio.
This makes the chances slimmer, because now I've already won.
Yeah, you have already won.
Because
if
Mark had just went on a straight one, it would have been a tie. But since none of us got this one.
2005 Racers, Aaron, give me one more.
Oh, shoot.
5, 4, 3.
All I can think is Need for Speed. Mario Kart.
Trix and Liddell, man. Those names are, I feel like they should stand out.
Yeah, but
I'll give
but
you
racing
one
games,
more guess, Mark.
They don't.
5, 4, 3, 2.
Project Gotham.
No. Steven, one more, Steven. You got this. 3, 2.
We'll go with that. Tokyo
Extreme
Drift.
Ridge Racer.
All of you guys just
what
shut
is
up.
It?
L.A. Rush.
Oh.
Who
plays L.A. Rush
anymore? I said L.A. in something. I said Midnight Club L.A. Even though that came out like 2010 or something like that.
But I'll make them harder.
Yes.
That's what we wanted, man. Hey.
Sissies.
Because think about it. What if you went through 10 questions or 9 questions, we all got them wrong, and it's down to that last one? and then somebody gets that, and they just take it with one question.
You're just worst trick.
I'm saying I'm 4-0.
You guys can't even barely get the easy ones. All right, so number 9. The game is set in an urban war zone in an unnamed Middle East country where the main character and his posse have been hired to play
Steven.
A rap. Steven.
50 Cent. Bulletproof.
Wrong.
It's Blood on the Sand.
Aaron.
Aaron.
50 Cent, Blood on the Sand.
Yeah, you got it.
See,
Bulletproof was the first one. You shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, you shouldn't have given
you
it away.
You shouldn't have given it away either, yeah.
Yep. Good job, Captain Awesome.
Captain Awesome just gave Aaron his point.
There would have been only one other choice, and both of you
honestly
knew that,
before honestly before you said Buzzed In with 50 Cent, I was thinking Conflict, like
I
like
was thinking
the
yeah,
conflict like I that they thinking, had on yeah. 360. That's where me and Aaron's head were, and you just gave it away.
Number 10.
Awesomely.
You should have just said with 50 Cent. You should have stayed 50 Cent, and then maybe
I would have gotten Blood on the Sand afterwards.
I think I would have forced him to do something else.
That's gross.
I'm not touching your controller hole.
I don't want
right?
you to put that cape to use.
Wow. Oh.
Number 10. In the game, the player follows and controls this super dog. He and his owner, Penny, go on various missions taking place in a fictional universe from the Disney movie of the same name.
Mark. Bolt.
Bolt. Oh. For a loss still, so.
Yeah, you know.
I was thinking,
what,
some
is,
reason,
what was
Inspector
that? What
Gadget.
Is that? What, three it's to five?
3 to 5, yeah.
3 to 5, because we two of them.
But that's how everybody else has gone down.
That's
pretty
much
five,
been
yeah.
pretty much course. Course.
If well, you go back so. At least two episodes, I didn't answer the first 6 questions.
Really?
And then I still won.
Wow, that's terrible.
This is, I brought in.
No, you didn't answer like the first.
Like 4 five. Or 5? Yeah.
Yeah, it was 5.
I brought so in the Super Soldier, bad. And he still was crushed by the Hulk. Aaron.